letter in the fifth volume, letter 1321. This is dated the first day of Tevis in Tavshin Yud Beis, Shalom Uvracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe writes that I received with great titles. The Rebbe writes, for Arye Leib Sheyichye Kramer, I received your letter with the Pidyon Nefesh for your cousin. I am interested to know, does your cousina, that's your cousin, does she go by the laws of Taras HaMishpacha? And if, God forbid, now you should take upon himself, I guess they were looking for a blessing, for health, for some other things, and the Rebbe suggests they should take it with the full stringency to keep the laws of Taras HaMishpacha from today on, and also to tell her to give every morning, besides Shabbos Kodesh, tzedakah, for the tzedakah of Rav Meir Baal Hanes, and also to see that the mezuzahs in her house should be kosher. And I hope that she can be strong in trusting, in her trust in Blessed Hashem, that everything will be okay, and with time she will be able to notify a good news in this. For sure she has a doctor that visits her from time to time, and she listens to his to the instructions how to be careful not to carry heavy loads. I'm not sure exactly what the situation there was. You don't write directly. No, I'm not writing directly to her, the Rebbe says, because I wish that you from your side should write and explain to her the importance for her to listen this that I'm writing, especially about Taras HaMishpach. I look forward to hear from you good news about this. And please give over my blessing to your cousin, Mrs. So-and-so, with blessings. And to the Rebbe, as this letter and other letters, good health physically is always associated with spiritual good health. And when you keep the mitzvahs, and in this case, the Rebbe was talking, maybe he was talking about especially women's issue, maybe of miscarriages, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm just guessing what the exact words. Rebbe says not to carry heavy stuff, so I'm just wondering what it might associate with. But whatever the case is, the Rebbe always ties in the physical to the spiritual, and that's the way to get your spiritual blessing.